Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Join us now as we sing, join us as we pray, and join us as we read you something from God's Word. Let's all have a time of worship and praise in His presence. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got all the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And greeting you in Jesus' name. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. The scripture for today comes to us from Psalms 103, beginning with verse 2. Forget not all His benefits, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Wonderful words of life as we begin this service today. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone about our ministry, and then also have your notepad and pencil ready to take down some contact information. Our broadcast is listener-supported. We desire that you pray for us, support us with your prayers, and after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you have anything you'd like to share with us, it would just help us to keep coming to you. I'll give you some contact information in a little while. Page 269 in the Redback Church hymnal. Clap your hands and sing with us on Since Jesus Came Into My Heart.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure. Since Jesus came into my heart, and no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus Jesus came into my heart.
Hallelujah.
I shall go there to dwell in that city I know, since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy, as onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Hallelujah. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. Well, that's the greatest event that will ever take place in your life. From Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, the Old Testament prophet tells us our precious promise, the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice ever thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. That's so good. Let's read it one more time. The book of Zephaniah, chapter 3. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. You may feel like nobody loves you, and you may feel like you're neglected, and you may feel like you're not important or you're lonely. But if you look what Zephaniah tells us there about the Lord that's in our midst is mighty. Here's what he'll do. He'll save. And he'll rejoice over you with joy, and he will rest in his love, and he will joy over you with singing. Praise the Lord. When the Lord thinks about you, it brings joy to him and brings singing. I'd like to hear him sing one time, wouldn't you? I'd like to hear what song he is singing when he thinks about me. Praise the Lord. Let's call upon him today in prayer. Lord, we're encouraged today with the words that we just read from the Old Testament prophet. Lord, we're so thankful that you reminded us that you are mighty. And Lord, you reminded us that you will save. And Lord, we get so excited because you rejoice over us with joy. And Lord, we can rest in your love. And Lord, just to think about you singing when you think about us, Lord, it just excites us to no end. We just give you praise today for being a wonderful Lord. Father, we're thankful that, you know, even if we feel a little discouraged or down in the dumps, Lord, if we feel alone, if we feel like we've been neglected or abused or mistreated, we can look to you, Lord, because your thoughts toward us are thoughts of joy. Your thoughts toward us, Lord, bring singing to your heart. Oh, Lord, I've never heard about an angel singing, but I'm glad I've heard about you singing. Lord, we're anxious to hear you sing a song someday. Use this service, encourage some heart. Hear every prayer that's being prayed today. Speak to some heart. We pray that today will be the day someone finds you as his or her Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Worship with us now.
Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'll give you some contact information at the end of the service, so if you will be ready to take it down. I've been to Calvary.
I've never traveled far around the world. I've never seen the many thrills and sights unfurled, but I have taken a journey of journeys for me up Calvary's mountain, there my Savior to see. I've been to Calvary. I can say I've seen the Lord. I've been to Calvary through the witness of His Word. Each day at Calvary, what a thrill of love divine, just to know that the Savior is mine.
Hallelujah. Let's sing this worship song, give Him praise and thanks today.
I walked the Calvary road where Jesus trod. I saw Him hanging there, the Son of God. With tear-stained eyes, I knelt to pray, Jesus, hear my plea. Oh, praise the Lord, I'm glad I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. I can say I've seen the Lord. I've been to Calvary through the witness of His Word. Each day at Calvary, what a thrill of love divine, just to know that the Savior is mine.
And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Worship with us daily at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. Our listener-supported broadcast is supported by your prayers and your offerings as you feel led of the Lord. After you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you have something left and you'd like to share it with us, send any mail, checks, money orders, song requests, prayer requests to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410, and our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
I've been to Calvary. I can say I've seen the Lord. I've been to Calvary through the witness of His Word. Each day at Calvary, what a thrill.